Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All right here on the River Talk Radio Network as well, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now we also have 94.9 FM, another new radio station signal. The show is just that damn popular. It's really quite astonishing to me. It really is. I'm very, very, very grateful. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? I told you there was nothing to see. I told you. Just, you know, there's the Jeep duck, Nail City Jeep Club duck. Here's the mic flag. Here's the mic. There are the screens, ECM, and Big Willie 105.5, and Brooke, and me. I told you, there's nothing to see. And yet people watch. It's the damnedest thing. And on a bad day, we'll get hundreds of views. On a bad day. It's just amazing to me. On a good day, it's in the thousands. It's quite remarkable. So you can watch it on the profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Look for the one with the 7,500 followers. The others are fakes. They've got two or three or whatever. All of them are fakes. There's only one, 7,500 followers. That's me. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. More with Kim Biller about this ridiculous idea of having a socialist political rally at a public school, Ohio County Schools. Regarding the followers, someone pointed out to me, Dimitri, do you realize that you have more followers than virtually every radio station in the Valley? I said, what? You have more followers, you, one guy who's on the air for a total of 6 hours a week, 2 hours Mondays, 2 hours Tuesdays, 2 hours Wednesdays, 6 hours a week. That's it. You have more followers than virtually every other radio station in the Valley, including Eagle 107.5, Mix 97.3, Kiss 95.7, I think. That old AM station, 1100 WWVA, the Bloom Dummy Show, and on and on and on. There's only one station that has more followers than me as an individual, and that's WOMP, Johnny O, WOMP. They do a great job. They're a sister station. God bless them. I love them. But I, as an individual, I'm on the air 6 hours a week. These radio stations are on 168 hours a week. They're on all the time. I'm on 6 hours a week. That's 4% of the time. I have more followers on Facebook than Eagle and Mix and Kiss and VA and Bloom Dummy and all the others. It's unbelievable. And I don't mean, you know, hundreds more. I mean thousands more listeners. I'm one guy. I'm one guy. 6 hours a week. That's it. And I have more followers than these, you know, big radio stations. It's astonishing. It's absolutely astonishing. So thank you very much. Could not have done it without you. Thank you. I still couldn't believe it. I had to check for myself. I had thousands more than Eagle. Thousands. Literally thousands more. Unbelievable. Thank you. All right. Back to this post by David Delk, who I would love to have on to talk about this and other stuff. He's been a very interesting critic regarding the Ohio County schools. If you've just joined us, it really is quite outrageous. I don't know if the local media has covered this or not. They might have, and I've missed it. That I don't know. But I know it has not gotten the attention this so absolutely deserves. Can you imagine a public school district allowing a political rally for a socialist on public school property? And to add insult to injury, and that public school property is in the heart of MAGA Nation right here in the Upper Ohio Valley. So with this Kim Miller, this superintendent, I don't know what the hell she's thinking. But David Delk's post, I'll read it to you again if you just joined us. You missed some incredible radio, by the way, but I'll be on until 9 o'clock Eastern this morning so you can at least get a little bit of it. David Delk writes, the Ohio County School Superintendent is flirting with arranging a partisan political rally with the socialist Bernie Sanders, United States Senator Bernie Sanders. Far-left, hardcore, militant socialist. Such a socialist, he hates Israel. And he loves AOC, and he loves that guy who's going to probably be the mayor of New York, that communist anti-Semite. And Kim Miller is seriously thinking about having a political rally for Bernie Sanders on school grounds, the public school district grounds. And she's quoted here in the David Delk post on Facebook saying this: if that does come to fruition and we move forward, we will let the board know when and where that will happen. If I'm a board member and I still had a set of balls, I'd be on the phone so fast with Kim Miller, and I would say to Dr. Miller, get your ass down here. We need to talk. I'm not coming up there. You come down here to where the board is, wherever the board is. Explain yourself. Who the hell gives you this kind of power to consider, to even consider a political rally on public school grounds? And with a militant socialist on top of that, you're going to let us know if it happens? Oh, how nice of you. And here we thought we were your boss. Talk about emasculating the Ohio County School Board. What do they have, five board members or something? Talk about emasculating them. Oh my God. David Delk continues with his post, this is a bad idea. That's what you call understatement. Why does the Ohio County School Superintendent think it's appropriate to hold a partisan political rally at one of our schools whose mortgages are literally being paid by the taxpayers of Ohio County? A public school should not be used for political rallies of any sort. The fact that Dr. Kim Miller would even consider this a good idea speaks to a lack of common sense and understanding of the state's ethics policies for government employees. It also speaks to Dr. Kim Miller's utter arrogance. And don't be surprised if the union boss is behind all of this, Jenny Craig, militant socialist, so militant that she hates Columbus Day, hates anything connected with Columbus, which means she hates anything connected with America, militant socialist. Don't be surprised if she's behind all of this. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call the Ohio County School Board, and again, be very courteous, be very professional, and say, hey, look, we think this is a terrible idea. If you dare allow this, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a request to hold a political rally for, and then fill in the blank, for Donald Trump, for Shelley Moore Capito, for Tom Willis, for Jim Justice, for anyone you want. In fact, if Kim Miller is this arrogant or this stupid or this naive or whatever, I don't know. I've never met the woman, so I don't know. But it's something bad, obviously. Here's what you can do to really make the point. If she's going to allow political rallies at our schools, then what you might want to consider doing is finding the most obnoxious, the most miserable, the most hateful political person that you could find. Someone in politics who's a skinhead. Someone in politics who's Black Lives Matter, or Antifa, or neo-Nazis, or whatever. Some abhorrent politician. Absolutely abhorrent. And say, hey, we want to hold a rally for this neo-Nazi. Probably, you know, it's a political rally. You did it for the socialist. Now you've got to do it for the neo-Nazi. And she can't say no to that. I mean, the level of stupidity that it takes to even consider this is mind-boggling to me. A socialist? A political rally for a socialist? Okay, then let's do a political rally for a neo-Nazi. Let's do a political rally for a communist. Let's do a political rally one day, you know, each day, you know, one day a week, if you will, for Donald Trump. MAGA Nation. Let's do that. Public school property. Oh, that sounds like a great idea. And for the Ohio County School Board to allow itself to be emasculated in such a public way, when the superintendent, Kim Miller, says, does come to fruition and we move forward, which means she'll make the decision, then I guess we'll let the board know when and where it will happen. If I'm a board member of the Ohio County Schools, I am livid right now. I am livid. I would demand that she comes down, have an executive session meeting with the school board members, and then after that is over, after they ream her out, she issues a statement saying, oh, big misunderstanding, big mistake, we're not going to do this. Meanwhile, in private, the school board has a come-to-Jesus moment with Kim Miller saying, what the hell are you thinking? How dare you do this and not tell us? And then add insult to injury, you say it publicly? Yeah, I'm going to decide, and then I'll let them know where and when it's going to be. They, the board members, are in theory your boss. You answer to them. They don't answer to you. Ohio County Schools, if you wonder why little Johnny can't read or do math or do science, look at the proficiency scores for reading, math, and science. Ohio County Schools, they are a disgrace. They are a disgrace. Meanwhile, you've got Kim Miller here, and don't forget Jenny Craig, the teacher union boss, who apparently are in love with militant socialists and see nothing wrong with having a political rally on school grounds for a militant socialist. Fine, let's have it for a militant neo-Nazi. Or are you going to play favorites? Let's have it for Donald Trump. The Ohio County GOP should hold a rally at the Ohio County Schools for Donald Trump. And I bet you'd be a lot bigger than the one for Bernie Sanders. Get in touch with, in fact, do this. Get in touch with Dr. Kim Miller and say, hey, we hear you're considering having Bernie Sanders do a political rally. Maybe we're during school hours, public property, public school. We want to do one for Donald Trump. Send us the paperwork. We're going to have one for Donald Trump. If you're going to have one for Bernie Sanders, you and the union boss, you militant socialists, we want to have one for an American president for Donald Trump. Ohio County School Board members, this is an absolute and utter disgrace.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
'cause there ain't no